Ephesians chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in Yahweh, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of Yahweh. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto the Messiah, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of the Messiah, doing the will of Yahweh from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Master and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive of Yahweh, whether he be bond or free. And you masters, do the same things to them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is their respective persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in Yahweh and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of Elohim, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of Yahweh, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the good news of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the good news, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that you also may know my affairs and how I do. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in Yahweh, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent to you for the same purpose, that you might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, in love with faith, and from Yahweh the Father and the Master Yahshua the Messiah. Grace be with all them that love our Master Yahshua the Messiah in sincerity. Amen. End of chapter.